Many times we'd like to have health in our life. We'd like to have good health in our life. We'd like to have a healthy body, a healthy mind, and a healthy experience. And then we have a pain. We have a pain that says, oh, I hurt. Oh, things are not going too well. What can we do about it? How can we work on it? How can we take that pain and throw it out? Well, you're not going to throw it out by taking the pain and throwing it out. You're going to throw it out by putting something in its place. And you're going to take the simple three words, I like me, and put it in its place and say it with no meaning, with no intent, just factually, I like me, I like me, I like me. Say it again and again and again. Keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it, until it's the only thing that you know how to say. It's the only thing that you know how to do. It's the only thing you know how to think. So anytime any worry or concern or illness or lack comes in your life, just say, I like me. And when you like yourself, you're going to forget about the fact that you don't have something. You're going to forget about the fact that you're experiencing something that's not to your pleasure. And when you forget about it, what are you putting in its place? I like me. You're putting in its place the fact that you think that you're a pretty nice person, as you think that you're a pretty wonderful person. I like me. I like me. You don't remember the past. You don't remember the conditions you had just like that that were all in your past. You don't remember the stupid things that you've done in the past that brought about certain conditions. And you don't remember being a negative practitioner to yourself. You remember only being a positive practitioner to yourself. Now, how do you be a positive practitioner to yourself? You are a positive practitioner to yourself by saying, I like me. I like me. Now, you don't have to say it out loud. Although you can, you say it to yourself. It's to you that you're saying this. You're not saying to God and hoping that God will make you like yourself because you say you like you and God sees that you're doing the right thing and saying the right thing. Well, you're God, whether you like it or not, and whether you admit it or not, and whether you live up to it or not, you're God. Now, what kind of a God are you? Are you the kind of God that needs to have somebody else come in and help you? Are you the kind of God that says, I'm poor, I need money, I can't feed my family, oh dear, and so you go around telling your friends you're poor, you can't feed your family, and your friends say, I don't want to be around his attitude, I don't want to be around his world where he is poor, here, have $10, I'll give you some charity, I don't want charity, see, well, why are you telling me that you're poor if you don't want charity? Because you think I'm going to remedy your condition. I'm going to give you something to help you not have need charity anymore. The only reason we tell people of our problems is because we want their help. We want them to give us a hand. They want them to feel sorry for us. How stupid that is, you know. It's bad enough we feel sorry for ourselves. But when we start saying, I like me, then we come out of that pit. We come out of that grave that we've dug for ourselves, that if we keep on saying it long enough, we'll dig the grave deep enough and pull the dirt in after us, and we say goodbye to this wonderful life. But are we having a wonderful life? Can we have a wonderful life? Can we be surrounded by beautiful people? When people call us on the phone as acting as though we're going to be a practitioner for them, do we first tell them our problems? Do we first tell them the hang-ups that we have? Or do we say, I'm glad you called. You know, I was just thinking how much I like myself. And when I'm thinking I like myself, then everything seems to work out for me. Everything seems to fall into place. I seem to have the right attitude about my mind, about myself, about my world, about everything. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But I have to do it for myself. I have to do it for myself. It is done unto you according to your belief. Yes. And what is your belief?
I like me.
Your belief is that I like me. And so when you start saying to yourself, I like me, then you're going to begin living that being, I like me. And when you start saying to other people in the world, Just say, I like me. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is good. All is wonderful. All is fantastic. All is good. All is wonderful. All is fantastic. Just keep saying those things. And that's the only thing you're going to have in your consciousness. That's the only thing you're going to have in your mind. That's the only thing you're going to worry about. Would you like to worry about I like me? Interesting, isn't it? Hmm? Would you like to see your children be nice children? Well, if you want to see them be nice children, start seeing them being nice children. Start looking for areas in their life where they are utterly fantastic, where they're utterly marvelous, where they're just wonderful, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, where they're exactly what you'd want them to be and what you are. For your children are the picture of your mind. And if you have a dirty mind, seeing them doing bad, unhappy things, then that's exactly what they're going to do. If your mind is so pure, then they're going to be exactly what that is. Now, we say when the queen walks into the room, all the room is hushed. All the room is reverenced. Is wonderful. Is that fantastic? Is that a magnificent attitude of mind to have? Wow, yes, it is. Are you worshiping that queen? No, you're worshiping yourself. You respect the fact that here comes a person who has gained a certain amount of respect for themselves in life. They have taken on a title. Now, here's a title that will really kick you in the butt. Father. When your father comes in the house, how do you act? You have certain pre-described attitudes of mind about your father and about how you have to act. So you take his slippers to his chair. And you take his pipe to his chair. And you make sure that the cat and dog haven't left all their hair all over the chair. And you sweep it out so it's nice and clean for daddy. And you do everything you can to make your daddy feel good. And then when your daddy sits down in the chair, you push the footstool over and lift his legs up there and say, Dad, you're the greatest. Now, who's the greatest? You are. You're just seeing a reflection in your dad of who you are. Now, could your dad ever be unhappy with you? Could he ever say, you sick kid, you know, you dumb kid, you dumb person? No. He is going to respect that you respect yourself, because you respect yourself when you respect others. You respect yourself when you live your life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically that all the world looks at you and says, that's a beautiful person. That's a person who respects. Now, we learn about Queen Elizabeth and her sister, Margaret, and how they made a pledge together that they'd always stand up for each other. Well, Margaret decided to go contrary to the principles of the kingdom. And Elizabeth was the queen of the kingdom. And she had to say no to Margaret. You can't do that. That's contrary to the rules of the kingdom. Now, if you want to go in some other kingdom, fine. But in my world, this is not allowed. And this is not permitted. And so this is what she told her. And Margaret was very unhappy about it. She was just feeling so sorry for herself that she wasn't a good princess, you know. She didn't deserve to be called a princess anymore because she didn't follow the rules of the queendom, the princessdom, the kingdom. She didn't follow the rules of the church that they lived by. She didn't follow the rules. She didn't deserve it. She should have been dusted out and let go. But still there's that humanity, that humanness that gets into us. And whenever the humanness gets into us, then we lose sight of where we're going. We lose sight of who we are. The Queen Elizabeth's dad was a nice guy, but he was timid. His daddy, the king, was constantly on his back saying, you can do better, you can do better, you're stupid. And so when the king finally had to take the throne, he was always lisping, and he was always having trouble speaking. He got somebody to teach him how to speak, but the thing is, he did not have trouble speaking in front of his daughters. He did not have trouble speaking in front of his wife. He did not have trouble speaking in front of someone who accepted him and respected him. And when he realized that the people of his country respected and loved him, then he could speak before them. But he still was having a difficult time because of what he felt his father expected of him that he wasn't doing. We should all live our life to our highest and best and just say, I like me, I like me, I like me. If someone could have taught the king to say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, all of his hang-ups and problems would be gone. If someone had said to Margaret, say, I like me, I like me, I like me, you have good taste in everything you do is in keeping with what the princess in you calls for, and you would do it. And she'd be the fabulous princess of the world, you know. Well, Queen Elizabeth has turned out pretty good, being in rule for all the years that she is. But why did she work out pretty good? Because she didn't let the problems that came to her destroy her. And she had a lot of problems. And some she acted improperly with because she was acting a little inhuman. But she went back to being the queen. And she went back to saying, I like me. And she says, I like me. I like the role I'm playing. I like this. You say that too. And you watch the illnesses, the poverty, the lack, the problems in your life disappear. Because when you say, I like me, that's all that will appear. I love you. I love you. I love you.